As we always do when we kick off the second hour of Sunday of the Country, we are joined by Willie Hallahan, sportingatcause.com. It's Willie's website where he posts all these sports-related events, and what they have in common is they all raise funds. They're all fundraisers, and they're all sports-related. Once again, sportingatcause.com. Willie, nice to speak to you again today.
Good morning, Marshall. Great to talk to you, too.
And this, we are definitely into the very busy time, but this weekend especially, because a lot going on in the state of Connecticut and around our area, and next weekend's no slouch either.
No, we have definitely, as you say, entered that time of year where there's just a lot going on. Summer is a busy time for everything, and certainly the same holds true for sports-related fundraisers. There are a couple of things that have happened this weekend worth noting, even though they've come and gone, but for each for their own reason is notable. Like yesterday, the Relay for Life of Berkshire County took place up in Great Barrington. The Relays for Life are a major fundraiser for the American Cancer Society, and they hold these events all over the world. They're basically walk-a-thons, except they have a relay element where teams get together, and these are typically lengthy events, anywhere from 6 to 24 hours, and the idea is that each team has a member who is constantly walking throughout the event. And, they're celebrations of life, really, besides being a fundraiser for cancer victims, cancer survivors, caregivers, and they end up being quite emotional events and certainly worth noting. And there's always three in this tri-state area. Also yesterday, the Salisbury Cricket Club hosted their Salisbury Cricket Club against the rest of the world cricket match in downtown Lakeville at Community Field. If you've never seen a cricket match before, and this is probably the only opportunity most people would have to do it, it's quite something to watch. I've been to pretty much most of them. And when you're watching a cricket match, you can't figure out what the heck's going on. There's an obvious comparison to baseball, but similarity ends with the ball, basically. You watch this game going on, the ball bounces off the ground, somebody takes a swing at it. Sometimes they run, sometimes they don't. I've seen a ball that looks, in the baseball world, will be a foul ball, and they run, and apparently that's a good thing to do. But you just can't figure it out. But there are always people there who are willing to help explain the game. They're proud of their sport, and rightfully so. And anyway, it's a good event. If you missed it this year, there's always next year. Yeah. Always this same weekend in June.
Yeah, this year was the fourth annual, and it raised thousands of dollars once again for the ambulance squad and for the Jane Lloyd Fund.
Yes, yes. The last 2 years, they've split the proceeds between two very, very worthy local causes. And yeah. Most of the money is raised by the participants. These people, the rest of the world team, come from literally all over the world, Europe, and they travel the United States. They pay a fairly healthy entry fee to play, and as you say, it gets split between the Jane Lloyd Fund and Salisbury Ambulance. Another event that happened yesterday, it's worth noting for its organizers, is the Vegan Power Annual 50K. Now, 50K is a 30-mile race, and these are crazy people. They're ultra running aficionados who formed a group called the Berkshire Ultra Running Community for Service, and their sole purpose is to organize these ultra running events and donate the proceeds to worthy causes. They organize several throughout the Berkshire County, and each event benefits a different cause. This one yesterday benefited an animal protection vine, V-I-N-E, organization, and it's the perfect scenario. People get together to enjoy their sport, even if it's long races, and donate money to worthy causes. So just want to give them a shout-out. A couple things going on today that may or may not be able to get into. There was a Wild Thing trail race up in Pittsfield. It's both a 5 and 10K. It's already come and gone pretty much this morning, but benefits the Massachusetts Audubon. And the Berkshire Bike and Fly at the Great Barrington Airport is going on all day today. It's a festival with all things aviation. You can have a balloon ride, helicopter rides, airplane rides. I think they have drone demonstrations and maybe paragliding demonstrations and all kinds of things going on, food, music. It's on my website because the day started off with bike rides. A bike ride is a non-competitive bicycling event. Bike races, of course, are timed. And typically, whenever there's a ride, there are several riding options, a short ride, a long ride, and everything in between. And that's going on now. So it'd be too late to get into the ride, but you could still take part in the festival. And it's a very popular thing. The proceeds go to the organizer, which is a Great Barrington Rotary Club, and they raise money for their scholarship funds. They hand out many, many scholarships every year, and the Berkshire Bike and Fly is one of the reasons for that.
And do they also allow the Canaan VFW Couch Piper Post to have a car show during that event to raise funds?
Nice.
Yeah.
And that was yesterday, right? Wasn't that the car show yesterday?
No.
Or is it maybe it's ongoing?
It's all mixed in.
Many things to do. And it's a relative. I don't have the cost in front of me, but I think it's like something like $15 a car load or something. It's relatively inexpensive to get in and then take advantage of all those things. Anyway, that's going on all day till 5. So if you're looking for something to do, that would be a good one. Also ongoing today is Discover Connecticut Bike Rides, another ride, non-competitive biking event. It's going on all day, but it's already started. And it, too, has several riding distances from like 10 to 15 miles up to a century, which is a 100-mile race and ride, and it goes all around the northwest corner. Both begins and ends in Falls Village. But if you missed that, there's another one coming up next weekend that I'll tell you about in a minute. Now, next weekend, another loaded weekend of events. There's the Wild, W-Y-L-D, obstacle run at Camp Mo in Torrington. It's a beautiful several hundred acre facility camp in Torrington. And this is basically a 5K run, but it has 30 obstacles throughout it. You have to go through mud, you go through water, you go underneath culverts, and you climb over obstacles. And it's fun to take pictures. It's a very photo-friendly event to see. And one of the things about this I like to emphasize, because most events are like it, people would say, well, I can't do that. I can't run a 5K and plus climb over this and that. Well, not everybody is a super athlete who gets into these events. There are. I mean, if you come and watch this event, there are these athletes at the very beginning who they just cruise through here and there in record time. And then there are people who walk. They walk from one obstacle to the next. They might, jog a little bit, but they're there for a different reason. They're there to take part, and I don't think I emphasize that enough. Not every event is for extreme athletes or the jocks of the world. It's about taking part. It's almost like the Olympic ideal, just being there and helping raise money for a cause and taking part in the action. That's the idea. That's what I love about bringing these events to people's attention. And also next Saturday, the Oliver Wilcott Technical High School has their annual golf tournament. It's a scramble, as most of them are. That's at Fairview Golf Course in Harlington. And the proceeds go to scholarships for Oliver Wilcott students. And also on the 29th, I just recently saw this and have it up on my site, at Fusenich Park in Torrington, the Tri-State All-Star Game. That's the best athletes from Connecticut and New York State who play in the Tri-State League are holding an All-Star Game to benefit the Focus Center for Autism, which is based in Canton, Connecticut, and addresses the challenges for folks who suffer from the autism spectrum. And that's the 29th. Then on Sunday, the 30th, there's another Discover bike ride that I mentioned that's happening today, but this one's over in New York State. Discover Hudson Valley Ride. Like the other rides, there are 5 available from 15 to 100 miles. People break up into groups depending on their abilities. And all 5 of the rides cross the Hudson River one way or the other, either on the walkway over the Hudson or the Mid-Hudson Bridge. And that's going on next Sunday. And the proceeds from these walks, I don't think, or these bike rides, cover educational programs in each state for bicycling. It promotes the sport of bike riding and safety and so forth. Also next Sunday is the Stissing Sprint Triathlon over in Pine Plains at Stissing Lake. Sprint triathlon is basically a shorter version of the longer triathlons, where the big ones are like marathon running and multi-mile swims and 100-mile bikes. These are relatively short. It's a half-mile swim, a 16-mile bike, and a 5K run. And that benefits the Pine Plains Recreation Department over in Pine Plains. And also, next Sunday is the Round Hill Highland Games at Lime Rock Park. These are traditional Scottish games. It's relatively inexpensive. I think it's like $10 or $15 to get in and watch this. This is over at Lime Rock Park next Sunday, 9 to 5, pretty much a full day, and there'll be food and music and all kinds of crazy weight games at the caber throw and so forth. So that pretty much covers it. As I said, there's a wide range of activities, either to watch or to take part in. That's what I love. I love it when on a weekend I can cover all three states, all different kinds of sports categories, some people can get into, some they can go and watch, and in every one of them raise money for worthy causes.
Well, one of these days they'll have a tri-state all-star game, and they'll have an old-timers day and bring back some of the giants from the Lakefield tri-state team from many, many, many years
ago. Oh, yeah, and then some are still around.
Yeah.
No, I know it. Baseball is quite a tradition. It's called tri-state now, but it used to be the old town leagues. My father played back in the 30s, and he would regale me with stories about on a Sunday at Community Field, there'd be 1,000 people there watching the game. There was no TV, no few other distractions, and people would come from all around to watch, really good caliber ball. Some of those players ended up being either playing for the pros or getting tryouts, and it was a big deal, and I'm glad to see that it still continues.
I think a lot of people miss that, because I remember following my brother and my mother, and I we trooped around the tri-state region in the state, following people like my brother Pat Dineen, the MacArthurs, Josh Swarick, Art Walters, Andy Russo. And who used to go along with us was always followed Doc Bartlett, the amazing legend. So
a legend indeed, yes.
And there was always hundreds of people at these games. Yep. Always. It was always fun to see. Yep. Well, Willie, you bring back good memories and also things for people to do this week and next week. We'll check with you again next week.
Great, Marshall. Thank you, as always, for having me on.